A good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Yisroi. Tonight's shir is dedicated by the Frager family, Le'ilui Nishmas, Aaron's Rebbe, Reb Perry Fish, Reb Pesach Gershon Ben Yisrael, whose yard site, if I'm not mistaken, is Monday, Be'ezra Hashem. Perhaps nothing's by chance that we are having tonight will be is the Parsha of Matan Torah, which is an opportunity for us to be mechazik ourselves in our commitment to our Ahavas Torah, to our love for Torah. Perhaps it'll be appropriate in Aliyah for his neshama. This past Sunday, for those of you that are following, the yeshiva world lost the two most senior Rosh Yeshiva, two Yidden who lived in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, passed away, literally hours apart. During the Levaya of one, the other one was Nifter. And literally the yeshiva world was shaken to the core. And those two people, one was Reb David Soloveitchik, Reb Meshulam David Halevi Soloveitchik, who was the son of the Brisker Rav, who was the son of Reb Chaim, who was the son of the Beis Halevi, the son of Reb Rafal Shapiro to the Netziv. I mean, the lineage there cannot get any better. And you'll see why I'm pointing that out. The other one, his name is Reb Yitzchak Shiner. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Kamenetz, who ended up marrying Reb Baruch Ber's granddaughter, Baruch Ber Leibowitz. And a friend of mine pointed out something that one cannot help realizing. Two people who were Marbitz Torah for 50, 60 years, 70 years possibly, both knew Kala Torah Kula, both had Talmidim in the tens of thousands. But there was such a contrast between the backgrounds of the two. And perhaps the lesson is so, so much more powerful because of that. While the Brisker Rav, while Reb David Soloveitchik almost would have to work on himself not to be a giant, he was surrounded by giants, raised with a grandfather like Reb Chaim Brisker, and a father like the Brisker Rav. Amazing. Reb Yitzchak Shiner, people would not even believe if you knew his history. Reb Yitzchak Shiner was raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. An American boy who went to public school. He graduated Peabody Public School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And by a matter of what we call chance, of course there's no such a thing, a fundraiser for the Slonim Yeshiva named Reb Avram Bender, the grandfather of Reb Yanko Bender, turned to the father on one of his fundraising trips. He goes, "Why are you sending your son to college? He already applied to college and was going to go get a degree in math." He said, "Why don't you send him to yeshiva?" And the father said, "Yeshivas? I thought yeshivas stopped in Europe. I didn't know there's yeshivas in America." He says, "Yeah." And this young boy with no yeshiva education other than a Hebrew school and a Talmud Torah in the afternoons that he attended, went. He joined, he was at Yeshiva University for 2 years, and then he went on to Torah V'Das for many years. He ended up marrying, he learned by Reuven Grzovsky, who told him to marry, who pushed him to marry, it was the Shashatchan for his niece, ultimately became a Yeshiva of the Kamenetz Yeshiva. I think there's something so incredibly powerful here. And that's really an inspiration here for the Shabbos. Two people reached the same exact place. The backgrounds made no difference. The two people shared one thing in common. They made a commitment to Limud HaTorah. And they both, as we say, hit the top. And they passed away at the ages of 99 and 98 at the same time. I think there's just something that we need to take in. That what it takes is, Reb Yitzchak Shiner decided that he's going to throw himself in, and that what happened, he just became who he became. You need to take the plunge. It was a commitment that he made. Klal Yisrael in this week's parasha screamed Na'aseh v'nishma, and all changed. Before they even did anything. A strong commitment, and that's what happened. And that's the entire theme of this week's parasha. And actually, to share with you a short verse from Reb David Soloveitchik, he used to say, Parashas Yisrael each year, Va'ato im shemaya tishmu. Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, Va'ata, and now, im shemaya tishmu, if you will listen to my Torah, then things will be great. Says Reb David Soloveitchik, Zechet Tzadik L'Bracha, what's the now? What changed now? And he said something incredible. Incredible. He said, before Matan Torah, we lived, we had miracles for free. He says, Va'ata, and now, because Baruch Hu says, it depends on you. Once the Torah is given to us, there's no freebies. You commit, you get there. You don't commit, you don't. This has to serve as an inspiration. Perhaps some of you who don't come from a lineage of great Rabbanim. I don't. Maybe some of you don't either. It doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yitzhak Shain, if you could read a little bit about his life, you will be inspired to the core. I'm going to share with you a story about his Ahavas HaTorah and about his humility. Because at the end of the day, Chazal asked us how Rabbi Akiva was able. How was Rabbi Akiva able to achieve what he did? And they tell us, how did Rachel Imenu, not Imenu, how did Rachel Eshet Rabbi Akiva know to invest into him? And the Farshim tell us, because she saw he had Midas. And if there's Midas, there's growth. I want to share with you a story about Rabbi Yitzhak Shiner and his wife. Perhaps people can be inspired. The story with his wife goes as follows. My brother shared a very, very special relationship with Rabbi Yitzhak Shiner. He was almost like a grandson there, adopted grandson. And Rabbi Yitzhak Shiner, unfortunately, his wife passed away. My brother went to Menachem Avolim. And my brother walked in, Rabbi Yitzhak Shiner turns to him and says, Rabbi David, I need to tell you a story I just heard about my own wife that I never knew. He says, the downstairs neighbor, Mrs. Steinberg, came up to be Menachem Avol me, and she shared with me a story about my wife. He says, listen to the story. He says, Mrs. Steinberg says, one day she gets a phone call from my wife, and my wife tells her, Mrs. Steinberg, again, Robertson Shiner calling downstairs to Mrs. Steinberg, are you home? She says, yes, I need a big favor. She says, what? She says, I'm in bed now with a tremendous, tremendous tooth infection. I am in such excruciating pain. If I stand up, I will faint from pain. That's how much pain I'm in. Could you do me a favor? Could you, my apartment door is open. Can I ask you to please come upstairs, go to the freezer, get me an ice pack, and bring it to me so I can apply it to my tooth? So Mrs. Steinberg says, of course. She says, would you want me to ask my husband to go get your husband from yeshiva to... She says, no need at all. You don't have to get, my husband is home. My husband's here. Rabbi Shiner had not gone out of the house because his wife had a tooth infection. So he was going to stay home to make sure she was okay. So Mrs. Steinberg says, so why do I need to come upstairs and bring you ice if your husband's home? She says, no, you don't understand. My husband's in the middle of learning. No way. I'm not going to ask him to do anything. Can you imagine a story? Rabbi Shiner says. He says, my wife wouldn't ask. She was in excruciating pain. She called a neighbor to come up because she wouldn't want to disturb me learning. And he never even knew that story. He found out that story after his wife was nifta. But listen to the humility of this. So my brother shared with me one more story that I want to share with you. He was the most incredible Baal Midas. There was two struggling young men in this community who were really going through hard times at two various different points. I sent both times, they went to Eretz Yisrael, I sent them into Rabbi Yitzhak Shiner. And one of them, I briefed Rabbi Shiner beforehand that he comes from a very, very modern home. Parents really religious, very serious situation, and the boy's thinking of unfortunately leaving the Torah path. And Rabbi Shiner, in his humility to connect with this young man who was a high school student at that point, a senior, called him in. He goes, how are you? And listen to what he tells him. This is a man in his 90s, a Rosh Yeshiva of Kamenetz, Rabbi Yitzchak Shiner. He says, hi, my name is Isidore Shiner. Pulling out his English name that he hasn't used in 80 years, or 70 years. He says, my name is Isidore Shiner. Were you in school? Oh, I went to public school. Where did you go to school? Where are you in school? Oh, you're so lucky you're in a day school. I was in a public school. And within 3 minutes, he told this young man, he said, oh, I actually have no background. The guy said, really? And you can be a rabbi? He says, sure. I have no yeshiva background at all till after high school. And he turned this person's life around. And when this bacher left, he gave him a card that said, he wrote it with a pen, Isidore Shiner, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and his phone number. He didn't want to even write Yerushalayim. This was the humility of this person who rose to the top with no background. It's such a chizuk for anyone listening, whether it's your husband, your children, your spouse. There's no such a thing, but you need to have humility. And I'll just share with you a story that my brother shared with me about his godless and his anivus, his humility. Listen now, I just was so moved by these stories, so I'm sharing them with you. There was a young man who was my brother's friend who had a very interesting question. He had been in trouble a year earlier, major financial trouble, and a very wealthy man in America bailed him out of trouble. And now this man in America was making a wedding for his only daughter. And he sent an invitation with a ticket to this young man in Eretz Yisrael, saying, I want you to come to my daughter's wedding in America. Now, this person really was very indebted to this rich man in America. And it's in the middle of yeshiva, he's learning for a week, and he wasn't sure, should I go, should I not go to the wedding? Should I go to America for the wedding? Hakar Zatov, but what about Bittul Torah? Listen to this. He decided he's going to ask Rabbi Yitzchak Shiner what to do. He walked into Rabbi Yitzchak Shiner. And he's listening to the question. Rabbi Yitzchak Shiner goes like this. He says, you know, to me it really seems like you should go to this wedding. He really saves your life in such a major way. Hakar Zatov. But listen to what he says. He says to him, but I'll tell you the truth. I was in public school for the first 18 years of my life. Maybe my Ahavas HaTorah, my love for learning, is not fully there yet. This is in his 80s or 90s. He says, I have a friend in Bnei Brak named Rabbi Lefkowitz, or Nuchi Yehuda Lefkowitz. He's a pure, he learned Torah every minute of his life. Maybe he, just make sure with him that I'm making the right decision. I think you should go, but maybe my love for Torah is a little lacking, and that's why I'm telling you to go. Could you imagine? Of course, the Psak was to go, and of course Rabbi Shiner was in the right place. But his humility, maybe, imagine Rosh Yeshiva for 50 years, but maybe he's still not. This is his humility. He was able to connect with American young men. I myself had the opportunity when I was in Eretz Yisrael. I was in a difficult situation about something. I walked into him. He hugged me. He spoke to me like a friend. Mama, she goes, I also am struggling with something similar. And he spoke to me. These are the great people we have. Humble beginnings. Giants. Perhaps if I could just, we could walk out an inspiration this week. That Torah is not for an elite group of Rabbanim. Torah is not only for those that are sons of rabbis. This is a man who is destined to become a mathematician, who is destined, who knows. He writes about himself, he was at the threshold of assimilation. Said, I was going to go to university and, like all my friends, drop everything. Remember, we're talking 100 years ago in America. He put himself together. He said, Nasa v'nishma. He made a commitment, and it was matzliach. Perhaps we all have to take a commitment. We're not asking anyone to reach the level of Rebbe Shiner here today, and not to bother your husband sitting and learning. But are we willing to sacrifice something for our commitment to Torah? Parshas Yisro is a perfect time. Kabbalah HaTorah is not just for past. Each year during Parshas Yisro, we can do Kabbalah HaTorah again. And it's worth for everyone to think about recommitting ourselves. Lili Nishmasoi, what a tremendous person these Rabbeim of Klal Yisrael are. Whether it's the person, like I said, Perry Fish, Rabbi Yitzchak Shiner, Rabbi David Soloveitchik, these are all Rabbeim who inspired their Talmidim. May we walk out with some inspiration this Shabbos when we go through Kabbalah Satayra, and may we all grow and steig in many other ways. Let's be inspired and committed to our Limud HaTorah and our dedication to Shmiras HaTorah. Have a wonderful Shabbos.